Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Chisate. Naglin police have cautioned the citizens about online scams targeting WhatsApp users. The police said the scammers are reportedly sending malicious links or APK files via WhatsApp or other social media platforms, which, when clicked, resulted to WhatsApp account being hacked. It said WhatsApp is also hacked by sharing of WhatsApp verification code to scammers. The state police said that the scammer used the hack accounts to impersonate the victim and ask for financial assistance from their contact list. The police warned that the consequences of a hacked WhatsApp account extends beyond financial fraud. The authorities therefore advise WhatsApp users to exercise caution when receiving unsolicited messages. They also recommend enabling two-step verification for enhanced security of the WhatsApp account. Users are urged to refrain from clicking or installing unknown links or APK files unknown sources. The police further warned users not to share their WhatsApp verification codes, emphasizing that WhatsApp never asks for such information. Anyone requesting or sharing this code is for scam only. The authorities also said that if such monitor requests are received through WhatsApp, the user should always call the person to confirm the authenticity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is the fastest growing large economy in the world. He said, every country of the world wants to have a partnership with India for development. In a video message at an event organized by a media house yesterday, Prime Minister said that India has made new policies for every sector and prepared itself to achieve a rapid growth in the 21st century. Mr. Modi said that his government has brought an end to red tapism to promote ease of doing business. The counting of votes for assembly elections in Maharashtra and Jharkhand will take place at 8 a.m. today. Along with the states, the counting of votes for bipolls of 48 assembly constituencies and two parliamentary constituencies of 15 states will also be held. News Services Division Akashvani will broadcast special discussion programs and election results live coverage from 9 a.m. onwards. Commissioner and Secretary to Chief Minister Naglin works in Housing and Finance Department Kesona Yome visited PEC and held meeting with political parties of the district on Thursday. Mr. Yome, who is also the electoral roll observer for PEC district, urged the political parties to appoint booth-level agents, emphasizing that their role is crucial in ensuring the accuracy and authenticity of the electoral roll. Mr. Yome also highlighted the importance of conducting a special campaign in the district and urged political parties to cooperate during the claims and objections period to ensure that no voter is left behind. The third phase for financial year 2024-25 social audit district level public hearing was held yesterday at the DC's Conference Hall, Kohima. The event was organized by the District Rural Development Agency, DRDA Kohima, in collaboration with the Naglin State Social Audit Agency, NSSAA. The hearing reviewed the implementation of the Mahatma Gandhi National Rural Employment Guarantee Scheme, MGNREGS, for the financial year 2022-23 and the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana Grameen, PMAYG, for 2019-20. A total of 12 villages from Chepobozo and Botsa Adi blocks in Kohima district were audited during this phase. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani tomorrow. It will be the 116th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website and News On Air mobile app. The sixth edition of Dimapur District Interdepartmental Sports Meet 2024 concluded at Multi-Complex Stadium, Dimapur yesterday. The championship title was backed by Medical Department, while Power Department and Geological and Mining secured second and third position respectively. Gracing the closing function, Commissioner of Police Dimapur Kevituto Sopye encouraged participants to recognize their significance in their respective roles and their collective responsibility to serve the people of Dimapur effectively. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Have a nice day.